I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. In winter, it's hard for gardeners to get their fix of greenery. You can visit greenhouses such as Yale's Marsh Botanic Garden, but it's nice to have your own houseplants to create a warm, clean environment. Yes, houseplants keep the air clean. NASA researchers have shown that some houseplants filter gases such as formaldehyde and benzene from the air. You just need 2 10-inch houseplants per 100-square-foot room. Having plants in the home and workplace also reduces blood pressure, raises attentiveness, reduces anxiety, and increases productivity. So everyone should grow some houseplants. Now for the black thumbs out there, why don't you try these hard-to-kill types? The snake plant, or Sansevieria, has sword-like green succulent leaves edged in yellow or white. It grows in low light and doesn't mind drying out. Cast iron plant sounds formidable. It's a slow-growing, low-light and humidity-loving, nondescript green leaf plant that grows only 2 feet tall. Chinese evergreen looks like the cast iron plant and has similar needs, but it has more attractive, arching, lance-shaped leaves, usually variegated in silver. My old college room plant, Dracaena marginata, or the corn plant, has dark green, strap-like leaves edged in red. It grows towards the light and is forgiving of a forgetful waterer. Hey, it survived my dorm room, so that says something. Finally, the purple-leafed oxalis, or shamrock plant, needs bright light and constant moisture to grow and flower best. What I love about this plant is if it gets leggy, insect-infested, or out of control, simply cut it back to the soil line and it will re-sprout from its bulbs. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about heirloom vegetables. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.